On it, no rim. We back with another video. I go by the name of Stealth, the producer. We got Dope Boy Bush in the house, man. We are continuing our NBA preview of each NBA team. We have moved over to the Western Conference, and now we are going to talk about and cover the Minnesota Timberwolves. But before we get to that, if this is your first time to our channel, please hit that sub button, like, comment, subscribe. It goes a long way. We need the engagement. We want to know what y'all think. If you're watching the video, you might as well drop a comment. So let us know what you think about the Minnesota Timberwolves today. So we're going to get straight to it. So the Minnesota Timberwolves, they finished sixth last year in the Western Conference Final, or in the Western Conference. They did go to the Western Conference Finals, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. And they lost to the OKC Thunder. Their record was 49-33. And yeah, so, I mean, that was their second straight year, I believe, of getting to the Western Conference Finals and not being able to get over that hump. And I believe the previous year they lost to the Nuggets, and last year they lost to the OKC Thunder. So the Timberwolves are right there, even though they finished sixth. And, you know, it might not be the prettiest roster on paper, but they're always right there in the playoffs. I just feel like, you know, they have a good formula for winning in the playoffs. They have two bigs. You got Anthony Edwards, who was a superstar in the league. You have a wing defender in McDaniels. And again, it may not look the prettiest or sound the prettiest when you talk about the names, but when you play them in a series in the playoffs, they get it done. Now, we talked about yesterday in regards to the Warriors and how they lost to the Timberwolves. A lot of people felt that if Steph Curry did not get hurt and he was not out, that the Warriors would have won that series. I'm not of that belief. I don't feel like that's a guarantee. I'm saying it could have happened. To me, it's like one either way or the other. I'm not saying like it could have. I'm not saying like it wouldn't happen, but people were acting like, oh my God, if Steph Curry, you would have been guaranteed. No, it wouldn't have been. Like, because
it would have been guaranteed.
No,
it wouldn't have been.
No, because, but I think because
it would have been a different series, for sure.
Possibly, yeah. Like, the result might have been different. But when Steph was playing, I think they won two games. I could be wrong. I got to look that up. I think they won two games already when Steph was playing. So I'm not sure when people just go off on that notion that, like, because Steph would have played, that they would have. Like, no, the Timberwolves have shown that they're a good team. And again, they got to the Western Conference Finals the previous year. So we're going to talk about where we see them at this year. Anthony Edwards, Rudy Gobert. I mean, the gang's all here. You know what I'm saying? The same team, pretty much. Julius Randle. I'm not even sure they really added anybody.
They did not.
Looking at the team, no, I don't see any. Mm-mm. Pretty much the same team to run in the back. What are your thoughts on the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Well, I mean, like you just said, they ran this team back with the same team that they ran the last year, maybe 2 years ago, outside of Julius Randle. They re-signed him again, I think, to a longer-term deal in the offseason, if I'm not mistaken. I expect this team to go ahead and compete again. I expect them to be into the thick of things in the Western Conference Finals. Like you said, you got Anthony Edwards, who could damn near almost be the face of the league, to be honest with you. He's been playing really, really well. And he's been carrying this team over some good playoff series when the time is needed and getting some clutch points and things of that nature. You got running mate with Julius Randle, who's actually played good in this offense, surprisingly. You know,
very well.
We've seen Julius Randle in the past. It's like he's been a wild boy. Like, what are you doing? You know, you got to play within a system. So I don't know if that's because he believes in what Chris.
I think Finch in New York, New York, he was trying too hard to be the man.
The man.
I feel like he felt like he was better than Jalen Brunson. Or they were neck and neck. So when you come here, you kind of know, like, okay, I'm the Robin to the Batman, like we said to the other team. So
right, yeah, definitely. So yeah, and then you got, of course, the defensive player of the year and Rudy Gobert. You know, he's a little bit older too, but yeah, I see them doing the same thing. You know, you did not make really any solid changes to this roster.
Nah, at all. Didn't. But I just mentioned it several times. They went to the Western Conference Finals 2 years in a row.
Yes.
That's nothing to sneeze at when you look at this team. So I think they feel like we got what we need. We're getting right there. Mm-hmm. We just got to figure out how to get over that hump. Sometimes it does take a little tweak to get over the proverbial hump, you know, the quote-unquote hump. Sometimes you do have to add something to the mix. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In my opinion, when I look at this roster and I think about this team, I like the roster and I like the team, and I feel like they're going to compete again. However, I feel like the one thing they need is and I hate to say it because I like this player, but he's older. Mike Conley at your point guard.
Conley, I was just
that's the glaring thing. When I'm looking, I'm like, okay, what are they? Mike Conley. You know what I'm saying? Because you got your five in Rudy Gobert. You got your four in Randall.
Yes.
You have your Jaden McDaniels wing defender, 3-and-D guy. You got Ant Edwards. What's missing?
That's Mike. Man, that's Conley. Crazy thing, man. Mike Conley's been in the league for 18.
That's what I'm saying. And I think they need to look at that position and try to get better there. You know what's crazy too? And I've been noticing this, especially when the Kings and, you know, our hometown team was looking for a point guard after the De'Aaron Fox thing. Point guards are kind of hard to find now. I feel like before there was a whole lot of them. Now it's kind of it's like they're either old or they're young. And the ones in between, the ones that like kind of in between that are like either journeymen or role players. Yep. They're role players or backups. So it's like, it's hard to find like a point guard now. Who would be great here? And I know they couldn't make it happen, but we just talked about a couple days ago, LaMelo Ball. You pair him with Ant Edwards.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Julius Randle.
Yeah. Yeah,
could you imagine him and Ant Edwards running the floor together? My God,
be crazy.
But you know,
it'd be crazy.
But I feel like if they do anything that might be hindering them, I feel like it's at the point guard position. Also, too, I'm not. This bench looks a little shaky. When you look at who is Joan Behringer, who is Johnny Zhang, Terrence Shannon Jr., Joe Ingles, Bones Highland, who didn't get no tick.
Joe Ingles has been,
but he's hella old. But he's hella. He don't even play. Years.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, definitely.
I do like Dante and Naz Reid. I do like those.
Yeah, Naz Reid, Dante.
Who they have to play, and you have to see what you have in Rob Dillingham. You drafted him.
Yes.
Give him some tick. We just talked about point guard. Yeah. You might have the point guard on your team right now, but you got to give him a shot to show that he can be that next guy and elevate you know, when Mike Conley kind of tapers off, and maybe I could see him maybe being gone next year. You know, can Rob Dillingham fill that role and be your starting point guard? Because you need that right now. But other than that, I feel like they're going to compete. I feel like they're going to be, you know, they're going to be in the playoffs. I believe they're going to be in the playoffs. But can they get over the hump and like move forward and get to the NBA Finals? It first of all, it's very hard to get to the Western Conference Finals or any conference finals. 3 years in a row. You know, 3 years in a row. Can you do that again?
3 years in a row.
I don't know.
It's going to be hard.
So
especially in tough Western Conference, man. It's just it's kind of hard to run it back. They were lucky enough to go ahead and get there 2 years in a row. To get there three, and then everybody else in that conference is getting better and younger, they got to figure out how to go ahead and stay, you know, relevant with them and move forward. And like you said, I know a big part of that has to do with, you look at the bench outside of Dante DiVincenzo and Naz Reid. It's like, who else do you have there that's going to be able to help? Are you going to run a six or seven man or eight man rotation throughout 82 games? Can you actually do that and sustain in a Western Conference final or in the Western Conference? I mean, can you do that and then make a deep run into the playoffs to get back and then be able to go ahead and get over that hump? So with me, I'm looking at this roster. They might need to add a piece or two. I know that point guard position is definitely one of them. I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb. You know, why wouldn't they look at a Davion Mitchell? I feel like he could probably run that point guard position over there for him.
And even he's younger. Yeah, and even though he's not like somebody who jumps out at you, quintessential point guard, but he can come in, play some defense. He's not going to fuck up. Yes. He's not going to turn the ball over. And he's a professional, a little undersized, but he plays hard. Davion Mitchell is going to be in the league for a long time. I could see Davion having a 15-year career. Like, just because of the type of player he is.
He is, right. So maybe it's not going to be a lot to go ahead and bring him over. You're not going to go ahead and give up a whole bunch in return for him. So it's like, try something like that. I wouldn't be mad if LaMelo Ball was to get traded here, but what are you as a Wolves team giving up to go ahead and get LaMelo here?
And I'm going to be real with you, too. I'm looking at the payroll. I'm looking at the salary right here. So I'm just kind of thinking like, as if I was the Minnesota Timberwolves GM and I felt like I needed to make a move, right? Say you start off kind of slow. Say, you know, they finished sixth last year. Say you're kind of teeter-tottering around 8, 7, 6. You're like, damn, we got Ant Edwards. We really should be, you know, towards the bottom of the playoff picture. I'm looking at these contracts, the salaries. Rudy Gobert, $35 million. I feel like, honestly, like maybe that experiment has kind of run its course. And maybe you can move on from him and get somebody, maybe put Naz Reid as your starter, who's making 21 mil. And maybe you can kind of get some guys to fill up the roster a bit. Maybe get another backup wing, maybe get another a backup center who's, you know, doesn't require, who doesn't take up so much of your salary, take that big chunk of your salary. Yeah. And we just talked about a point guard. Maybe you can go get a point guard, right? So I don't know, man. I don't know if that go. I think this, the two players I feel like you might see the last of when it comes to the Minnesota Timberwolves this season, after this season, is Gobert and Mike Conley. If they don't get it done this year, because, you know, Mike Conley's making 10 mil, Rudy Gobert's making 35. That's 45 mil between those two players.
It's a lot.
I think you can get some depth. You got Ant Edwards, Julius Randle, Jaden McDaniel, Naz Reid, Dante DiVincenzo. See what you got in Dillingham and try to build around that. But as far as this year, I do think they're going to compete. I don't think I see champion, though. I don't think I
see. What do you think about Bones Highland, man? You don't think he can contribute a little bit for him?
I mean, a bench player, I think he could provide about 10, 12 minutes a night. But, you know, I don't think we've seen enough of him the last few years. I know he was getting a lot of tick his first couple years with Denver. I don't know what the fuck happened. I think it's an attitude thing with him. If I recall hearing, I think kind of locker room attitude thing that some people don't like, but as far as his talent, maybe they could see what he has left.
Yes,
right. You know, I don't really remember him or recall him being a playmaker. He was more like a small scorer, 6'2", flashy slasher, get to that rack, energetic energy guy. But I don't know if he's what you need as far as fitting within a system and moving forward with him as like a starter. But, you know, maybe you can see what you have with him. I think they're going to have to see what they have in him because that bench is like a real thin.
Definitely.
So he's going to get some tick. So, but what are your thoughts? I mean, like I said, I don't see championship, but I see
playoffs. I don't see championship for them unless they tweak this roster.
Yep.
That's the only way I see it happening. Mm-hmm. Because looking at this roster, I think Chris Finch is only going to go ahead and go with
an eight-man rotation.
I don't see anything more than just that, you know. So with that being said, yes, they make the playoffs. How deep do they make a run into it? That's still to be determined. I don't see it really because of all the other teams that are better bench-wise that are in the Western Conference. Mm-hmm. So I definitely see them getting there. I just don't see them getting to the Western Conference Finals again.
Minnesota Timberwolves 2025-2026 NBA season. That is our take on this team. We will see if we are correct. You know, but I think we're pretty accurate right now with this roster and with the expectations for this team. They're going to need more to move forward to get over that hump to win the championship, in my opinion. But we shall see, man. Maybe they're. But the one thing before we get out of here, the one thing they do have going for them is continuity. They all know each other. This is the same team, the same guys. They have the chemistry. So you can't, you know, you got to factor that in and maybe that can help them move forward. Alden No Rim, again, please subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment if you were listening on your podcast app or anywhere where you get your podcast. Please continue to follow us, like the podcast, save it. If you're able to comment, I know you can comment and things like that on the actual podcast app on the Apple devices. Please do so. It goes a long way. And we will get back at y'all with the next team. Let's go.